This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The operating system of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha families, which is the oldest bloodline of European bloodlines in the world, in which all European bloodlines agree are their progenitors, going back to their founder, Vlad the Impaler. Count Dracula is the recognized head of the entire dynasty.
His Royal Highness Prince Charles, who can trace his ancestry back to Romania's dark and distant past.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, you see. So I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
And so this House of the Dragon that flies the dragon banner, the Dracul, rule the planet, just like Revelation tells us, the dragon. And it's allied with the other dragon, the Chicoms, and its goal is feudalism. So with a high-tech overlay.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
Total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin.
And if you go back to the Aztecs, or the ancient Chinese, or the ancient Europeans, or the ancient Africans, everybody behaved the same. You had cycles, and you would get cycles of society building up, developing technology, agrarian systems, developing towns and cities, and then the cults take over, the high priests take over, and they always use environmental reasons for the reason that they have to dominate and demand human sacrifices and control over the public.
So the Illuminati is basically just an extension of the mystery religion system, the whole type of philosophy.
Yes, it was a way of hoarding knowledge and power to a few special people.
And how do they hoard the knowledge?
Well, when I say knowledge, some of the knowledge is pseudo-knowledge, and some of the knowledge is actually scientific knowledge, which enabled, for instance, Christopher Columbus to be certain that he could sail to sail across the Atlantic and hit land. He was associated with the Knights Templars, which is one of these secret societies associated with the Illuminati. So you've got different types of knowledge, but some of the knowledge is actually bogus. It's just claimed so that they can get people to join whatever mystery religion they're trying to offer.
And the UN and others at the Club of Rome in the 1960s, early 1960s, said, we're going to bring back the superstition of the pagans, and we're going to teach people they're bad and teach them they're evil and teach them that they have to pay and teach them that old people have to die and babies have to be killed because there's too many people, so that we have a barbarous civilization that's the opposite of the Renaissance and Christianity, but one that is kill and be killed. And we believe this is the natural system of survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, and so we're going to bring this back. And that's the real system we're transitioning to now. We hear about a transition. So they decided to get rid of that and replace it with the old authoritarian model of barbarism that has the exact same features no matter what color you are or where your ancestors came from. Humans act the same in these cycles over and over again.
The satanic rituals that they carry out, which are horrendous traditional rituals, blood sacrifices, requires a certain level of insanity and disassociative ability. If you were a normal, sane person and you had to participate in the higher level Illuminati rituals, you'd probably go crazy. It's absolutely essential that they maintain the bloodlines.
These are religious sacraments to these people of power over you. And They don't like the fact you're straight and strong. They don't like the fact you're good. They don't like the fact you're hardworking. They don't like the fact you want justice. They want to hurt you. They want to dominate you to fill that empty spot in their heart.
We'll be back.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom. And pray for the children, and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You fight the globalists. You defend humanity. You stand up for the children in America. The New World Order comes for you. Yes, those that serve evil call us fools for standing up for what's right, but we can't help it. It's in our bones. And we've got incredible economic news. We're going to look at the big primaries that happened yesterday that are terrifying the establishment. We're going to look at the nationally televised hearings they had today where Roger Stone was drug into my Sandy Hook kangaroo trial where the judges told the jury more than 20 times I'm guilty. How do you get a fair trial with that? Just any other place in the world, folks, including America in the past, if a judge said you were guilty to a jury, it was a mistrial. So to break all this down and more is a man who's been through the fire even more than I have, and there's not many. Or what we stand up for is Roger Stone. But Roger, you're forced yet again. I had you coming on last night. I talked to you. We said, hey, let's get you on about the election, about the primary, about the midterms, 96 days. But now, yet again, they're not telling the truth. They say that there's a phone that they have bigger than Hunter Biden's laptop, and you're in it, and it's all there in the January 6th committee. And it's a fragment of my phone given over in discovery in Connecticut with a bunch of text messages that is from late 2019 to early 2020. Nothing to do with January 6th, but they don't care. They're going forward with it. Your response to that?
Well, Alex, I have no concerns whatsoever about anything you and I have ever text messaged because we've never said anything inappropriate. We may have commented on how attractive a particular woman is. There may be some locker room talk there, but even that's not troubling. Alex, they're going after you the same way they went after me for exactly the same reasons. We refuse to shut up. We refuse to be silenced. We refuse to stop talking about freedom and our constitutional liberties and calling out those who would cancel them. So my heart goes out to you and your family. I've been exactly where you are right now. And frankly, you need help more than ever before. Don't buy into the lies. Don't buy into the distortions. Don't be.
They did the same thing saying you had hundreds of millions of dollars. All lies.
Yeah, and no, it's absolutely untrue. So, folks, Alex Jones needs your support. InfoWars needs your support as never before. This is really, it's not even about the subject of the trial, in my opinion. It's just an effort to silence and destroy Alex Jones. I've been there. I've walked this walk. I know what you're going through.
And to watch the corporate media with these corrupt judges and others all working in concert, they truly are, as Trump said, the enemy of the American people.
Well, here's the good news, Alex. Jesus Christ will deliver you just as he delivered me. Jesus Christ can discern good from evil. He knows who stands up for his values and his teachings. He knows that you are fighting to maintain this as a Christian-based nation. My family and I are praying for you and your family, and frankly, everyone there at InfoWars. Never give up the fight.
We won't, my friend. Let's talk about these primaries last night from Arizona to you name it. Let's run through it with one of the top political analysts in America.
Well, what we saw in Arizona was the exorcism of John McCain and the McCainites. It was a top-to-bottom victory. At this point, Kari Lake has carried every county but one. Of course, in Maricopa County, the last time I checked, they were still counting. But the nomination of Mark Finchem as Secretary of State, the resounding reelection of Wendy Rogers, the Republican establishment is crapping their pants across the board, whether it is Michigan, whether it is the House races. This is Donald Trump's party at the grassroots. All these stories that you've read, front page story in the New York Times a couple weeks ago about how Trump is losing his mojo at the grassroots of the Republican Party, that's completely disproved by yesterday's primaries. But here's the one thing perhaps the untrained eye doesn't notice. The turnout in Republican primaries are breaking all records, whereas the turnout in Democratic primaries is anemic, to say the least. That shows an enthusiasm level, an intensity level that does point to a blowout victory this November.
So their attempts to destroy Trump, you, myself, and Governor DeSantis and others is just a temper tantrum.
Well, in the case of the January 6th hearings, there's no question whatsoever. This has actually galvanized and strengthened Trump at the grassroots. There's actually
even the Atlantic Politico did polls and admit that.
Yeah, all the polling I'm looking at demonstrates a substantial uptick in the intensity of his support. I frankly think if they did this to dissuade him from running for president, it's having the exact opposite effect. I think that it encourages him to run.
Well, let's be clear. You were here July 1st and said Trump was going to probably announce in July. He did say, I'm running. I'm just not saying when. So your prediction was true.
Yeah, I still think this is coming. There's a lot of legal and political complications to his becoming a candidate this year. I do think he does not want to divert attention and support and money from the candidates who are on the ballot this November.
I agree, but what about them wanting to indict him? If he announces now, generally they won't because it's too obvious. I don't think he'll divert attention. He should travel. He should get right back on the road. He should go into overdrive.
Well, of course, the Attorney General said in an interview that they would not be deterred one way or another on his political status and as to whether he was a candidate. I don't think it'll make a difference. If I were him, I would announce my candidacy literally the day after these November elections. But that's just me. It's also interesting that even in those few places where RINOs got reelected, it was only because the America First candidates were split or vote was split among two candidates. So, for example, Dan Newhouse, perhaps the single worst piece of crap in the United States House, a guy who voted for impeachment, a guy who voted for the January 6th committee, a guy who voted for the COVID-19 database. This guy won only because the Trump vote, the America First vote, was split between two candidates. But if you add the majority, you add the vote they each got, he would have been a loser. Across the board, this was a smashing win for Donald Trump.
Which is only going to make the deep state go crazier. What do you expect to happen in the next 96 days?
Well, I'm not an attorney, although I did read yesterday that the president's former lawyer, Pat Cipollone, was summoned to the grand jury. I don't know how they picked through the executive privilege issues there. Look, they seem hell-bent on doing something that would disqualify Trump as a candidate, and I think that is growingly obvious. As for the attempts by the lawyers in the Texas case to somehow tie this into January 6th, I have no concerns in that area. As I have said many, many times, any claim, inference, implication, or accusation that I knew in advance about, was involved in, or condone any illegal activity on January 6th is just a lie. Nor was I involved in any of the legal machinations regarding delaying the Electoral College vote. But still, I get attacked on page one above the fold in Sunday's Washington Post.
Well, that's right. And the Washington Post, the New York Times, they've all got front page articles that it's over for Jones and Stone and Trump. We have the phone, and they don't have a phone. They have text messages I turned over in Discovery that they act like are like some big secret. It's just incredible how desperate they've gotten. Unbelievable. Thank God we're still here to tell the truth. Roger, stay there. I want to do another segment with you. You want to talk about Biden? They're clearly trying to get rid of him. Who are they planning to bring in? What are other tricks they're going to play in the next 96 days? The iconic Roger Stone's our guest. Stay with us. Roger Stone, band.video.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
That if we warned the people and began a mobilization, we could defeat them. And now we have come so far together, we've got to continue on. Roger Stone, Joe Biden, that's obviously their big problem. They knew he was a puppet, but he's degenerated faster than they thought. That's the big wild card with 96 days out. Can he hold on? He's degenerating again at light speed. What is your intelligence sources and your own great research telling you?
Well, an even larger problem, of course, is the constant Chinese water torture of more and more information about the illicit business dealings and perversion of Hunter Biden. If folks have not followed the extraordinary reporting of Miranda Devine, at the New York Post, it is breathtaking, and there's new information every single day. Joe Biden told us he knew nothing whatsoever about Hunter's business dealings. Turns out that he met with Hunter's clients on 14 different occasions. We have now absolutely established that he is the big guy, and that he was getting a piece of the action. So the combination, it seems to me, of the disaster of the Biden administration policies, record gasoline prices, food shortages, crippling inflation, embarrassing defeats and retreats around the globe in terms of our foreign policy, Afghanistan, for example, combined with the weight of Hunter Biden's epic corruption, which, by the way, he is yet to be prosecuted for. I mean, Paul Manafort went to prison for lobbying without registering for Ukraine. Hunter Biden lobbied for several nations without ever registering, certainly had contact with policymakers and decision makers in Washington on their behalf, including his father, the vice president. He never registered. So you have to wonder when will he be prosecuted? Or do we have a two-tier justice system in which they only pursue Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and, say, General Michael Flynn?
Roger, I could ask 1,000 questions in the 6 minutes we have left, but what else is front and center on your radar screen?
Well, I think you raised the central question, which is how long will they put up with Joe Biden? In other words, once the New York Times and the Washington Post and the legacy media begin reporting on the epic corruption of Hunter, the handwriting is on the wall. So the only real question here is, when will he be removed under the 25th Amendment? Will that happen before or after the election? I would argue after. And does he pardon his son, his brother, perhaps even himself on his way out the door as the condition of his leaving? If that happens, as you know, Kamala Harris immediately becomes president of the United States. No, she doesn't need to be sworn in. Lyndon Johnson did that famous charade on the plane of him being sworn in as president just to twist the knife in Bobby Kennedy. That's what that was about. She would then be entitled under the Constitution to appoint a vice president, but that vice president would have to be confirmed by both the Senate and the House. And therefore, in this next upcoming election, we don't know that that would be possible. That, of course, is an argument for removing Biden from office legally prior to the election, while they still have the ability to confirm a vice president. Who could that be? Well, I have said repeatedly, I think Michelle Obama is going to be the 2024 nominee. This would be a way to position her for that nomination. She would be the most likely nominee if that scenario were to play out.
What are some of their wild cards? Provocateurs, false flags, new wars. I mean, they are in desperate straits. All the numbers show their own party's completely turned against them. So their own people don't go out and vote, even if they use dead people voting and illegals voting, just like we saw in last night's primary. That's not going to push them to victory.
Well, I think we have to keep a very close eye on the monkeypox pandemic that they are openly predicting.
Oh, you've been saying for 6 months, right before the election, they launched a new pandemic. They've already, blue states are already trying to shut things down and put masks back on.
And I think they're looking for some excuse under which, theoretically, President Biden could sign an executive order that limits us to only mail-in voting. And we know how that works.
And you predicted that. He just instructed with an executive order last week the Postal Service prepare for permanently delivering ballots via the mail.
There you go. So, look, I think that they would like to avoid a free, fair, open, transparent election at all costs. I really think they recognize, particularly after yesterday's seismic results, that they are in deep trouble in the upcoming election.
Spend 2 minutes on that, because when we post this demand out video, I'm going to put this clip right now up front. In your own words, how seismic yesterday was in the primaries. Roger Stone.
Well, first of all, just Republican turnout broke all records. There is extraordinary intensity and enthusiasm among all Republicans for these primaries. Democratic turnout was anemic. Secondarily, the Republican establishment, the RINOs, got beat virtually every place, not only Arizona, but in Michigan and elsewhere. So the establishment knows that they are in deep trouble. There is a red tidal wave coming. There is no question about that. And I think there is growing panic by the Democrats to figure out some way to head that off. Could it be a war sparked either through Ukraine or through these provocations with the Chinese? Conceivably. Could it be a pandemic that limits us only to mail-in voting, an open invitation for voter fraud? That is a possibility. Here's the one thing that is absolutely clear. The Democrats cannot head into a free, fair, honest, transparent election because they know that they will lose.
I agree. I'm trying to figure out a headline, because we're live right now, millions watching. I want to post a demand out video and get millions more to share it. What is the headline? Roger Stone.
Primaries point to a November red tsunami.
Absolutely. So, Roger Stone, primary victories.
Primary victories point to November red tsunami.
That's right. Perfect headline. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you very, very soon. Roger Stone, give out your website real quick.
Folks can watch me today on frankspeech.com. Lindell Tuch.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get in great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know it, your guts. You understand it archetypally. Any champions that stand up for human liberty and a pro-human future must be destroyed, because the enemy can't have leadership. That's why supporting InfoWars, that's why sharing the links and articles, that's why praying the broadcast, that's why buying products at InfoWarsStore.com is beyond critical. Because we are your champions. You are my champions. If you hold me up, if you back us, we will continue to have devastating victory against the enemy. But if you don't realize how important you are, we'll fail. I played that clip because I shot that 4 years ago. Right after we were deplatformed, I shot it. It was a rant on a live show. That's unedited. They just added video over it. That's the spirit talking. That's total truth. That's the A game. That's what you live for. That's why you want the Holy Spirit. When you're in that zone, it's incredible. And they don't want any of us in that zone. This broadcast, with our guests and our callers and myself and others, we are about getting into that zone. This is a focus on liberty. And I talk about how they incrementally turn up the tyranny so you don't notice it, like the frog in the pot, until it's too late. We're about pointing out we're in the pot. And just like I made that point, they've been attacking us so long, it becomes like, yeah, they took his banks away. They took him off the Internet. Yeah, they attacked him. Yeah, now they want to arrest him. Yeah. You just get used to me being chewed up. It's kind of like, yeah, he's down there getting chewed up. You don't realize I'm at the gate of the fortress defending you because I love you. I'm not a hero. I can't watch these people do this to you because I am you. I have a feeling of empathy, just like you do. So now I need you to take action and not procrastinate. Yeah, it's great to have the number one book on 25 charts, and it's up in the 20s now on Amazon. Isn't even out until later this month. But the money we get from that, $2, $3 a book, is negligible. It's about our intellectual information being number one in their face, showing the vote of the people. Yeah, Alex's War, in some theaters around the country, gone to number 6 on the iTunes chart now that it's out, went to number 2 on the pre-orders. That's all great, fine, and dandy. But this broadcast and what we do every day is the real tip of the spear, and we need your funding at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, Bodies back in stock,
We've got all these great products. Super Blue sold out for over a year. Finally, the original Super Blue toothpaste back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. This is your choice at this critical time. We have Grassroots. They have the New World Order and their printing presses. We don't need all the funds they've got. We just need to stay on air. And we have a plan to stay on air. If we can pay for these kangaroo trials we got to go to or they'll arrest us. And if we can pay for the bankruptcy and go through that and show the courts that there's not all this money, it'll all go away and show that it's just them wanting to shut us down, which the Washington Post, the New York Times this week said, the goal is to silence Alex Jones. They're using Sandy Hook families as pawns. And I saw that 2 days ago when I did a live video in the morning saying, I think Scarlett Lewis and I think Neil Heslin are real. I've been around them for over a week. We question all big events. We didn't create the Sandy Hook questions. The government lies did. But I think they're real people, and I believe Sandy Hook happened. And I appreciate them, and I'm sorry. They edited the tape to say, I hated them. She got up on stand, believed it. Once she saw it, she started crying, said, I'm sorry, you're right. Oh, my God. And then her lawyers went over to her and to Heslin and snapped their fingers like they were dogs and said, get over here yesterday. So they're panicking, and that's why they came out with this fake phone thing. That's why they're doing it. Robert Barnes, you're riding the shotgun into the end of the next hour. Thank you for co-hosting. You've knocked it out of the park. I don't want to talk about us all day. I want to talk about the elections. I want to talk about the primaries last night. I want to talk about the economy. I want to talk about Trump, Biden, Ukraine, everything. But first, you're loaded for bear on this. What do you make of the latest chicanery?
What happened yesterday was an attorney admitting in court, in this case the plaintiff's lawyer, that he violated fundamental rules of the professional conduct and ethics that govern every lawyer. And in the process was encouraging and incentivizing the January 6th committee to violate 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment constitutional rights. So under the rule, every lawyer gets information or that's not supposed to be given to the lawyer.
That happens all the time.
Every day in America. I've got that many, many times. I've been fortunate, never sent anything to anybody they weren't supposed to get. But I have received it frequently, and my ethical and professional obligation when I see it's something I wasn't supposed to get is to let the other lawyer know, return the information, and delete all copies. In fact, this is so recognized. We'll later on, you know, talk about what Andy Griffith used to talk about in the 1960s. That's how well understood and universally understood this is. You cannot illegally benefit or profit from information you illicitly obtained, even if it was by accident or mistake rather than.
Especially if the lawyers tell you in 10 days, they told them that day, that's not right, send it back.
Yeah, it said, I mean, what it was communicated, it was, yeah, that's a mistake, discard the link. And what does he do instead? What this plaintiff's lawyer in particular has done repeatedly, which is
an ambulance chaser thoroughbred.
Oh, well, I don't know if I'd put a thoroughbred. It looks more like, you know, a leprechaun on meth. But I mean,
he looks more like Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, I mean, one of the most disturbed human beings I've ever been around. When I walked in the court, he was hopping around like a bunny on meth, screaming, Bobby Barnes, Bobby Barnes, Bobby Barnes.
They played a clip of you yesterday.
Yes, they did. They managed to only play 5 seconds. I wonder why they wouldn't play the whole clip.
All the clips were 5 seconds.
Exactly, because the whole clip would have told the whole truth, which would have led to a...
Hold on, we're going
to
play that clip you mentioned, because we talked about it, of Andy Griffith, and then we're going to continue with this, because this is insane.
Completely.
The top story in the U.S., Alex Jones' phone. Oh, my God. It's all over. It's not my phone. Yes. It's not even true. Wait till you hear about it. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
About?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But Paul...
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape.
That's what I mean to do. You bugged the conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie, the law can't use this kind of help.
And that's exactly what they've just done. Plus, there's nothing there, so then they lie about what's on the tape, the next step.
Well, that was obvious because of the cross-examination questions. He tried to have his, you know, big, you know, Perry Mason, fake Perry Mason moment, where he's trying to say, oh, I have some incriminating information, and you're waiting for it. And it's, there's nothing. There was no incriminating information.
I'm like, I gave my lawyers my cell phone?
Exactly. And after looking at it, stuff he's not supposed to have, stuff he wasn't supposed to look at, stuff he was supposed to destroy, stuff he was supposed to return. What can he come up with? Basically nothing. I mean, that's it.
Well, they January 6th it, even though it's text messages from 2019.
Right. Oh, exactly, which is the January 6th committee once again misusing and abusing its power. And here they used the plaintiff's lawyer to illegally access and illicitly obtain information.
Yeah, for those who don't know, they're announcing they want it.
Oh, yeah, they're already, that's their nature, that's what they're going to do. But it is a violation of Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights, and it shows how out of control the January 6th committee has become, just as this trial. I was talking to someone here in Austin today, doesn't have a bone in the fight, doesn't really care. It's someone that's a part of a well-respected community here in Austin, and he had watched part of the trial, and his reaction was he'd never seen anything like it. That didn't they understand that they couldn't push it so far to make it look like a kangaroo court? My occasional compadre, Viva Fry, who's a Canadian lawyer, again, doesn't have a bone in the fight, has described it as one of the worst trials he's ever witnessed.
And he's been critical of me before, which he should
be. Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's not part of the Alex Jones world. He's just someone that's a Canadian lawyer that had to flee Canada because of what they were doing to his children in the vaccine mandate context. But as someone who has an independent mind, and his reaction and response to watching this trial is that it is one of the worst kangaroo courts he could ever imagine. And he's someone who's not prone to using a hyperbolic rhetoric. It means that's what he has seen, that's what he has witnessed. I described it as 19th century Australia is how this courtroom looks like, which is all railroads and kangaroos. And that's because that's what it is. It is a case that has made a mockery of the rule of law. It is disrespected.
Did you see their closing arguments yesterday? They go, he said, Mr. Jones on the stand this morning, that FBI agents killed the children. And I didn't even say anything like that.
No.
And my lawyer gets up and goes, he didn't say that to the jury. I mean, this man makes $300 million a year.
Yes. I mean, it was one ridiculous statement after another ridiculous statement. I remember I was in the courtroom when they were cross-examining Owen Schroyer, where they went kind of nuts and pointed me out and all that jazz.
It's Bobby Barnes. During the thing, look at him. He's right there.
Absolutely. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, this just keeps.
They're like, look, he's right there. Why do they hate you so much?
It goes all the way.
I was there, too. They're like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think nobody's called me Bobby since I was 10 years old. So, I mean, it's some sort of peculiar obsession of a lot of these people. And I think they don't like anybody fighting back in the court of public opinion. They don't like anybody.
And they have this weird camp following of people that look like mutants.
Oh,
I mean, it looks like House of a Thousand Corpses, all these weirdos following him around. This is a very weird group.
The vibe is very, very disturbed. I had not experienced that kind of negative, weird vibe as some of the, there were people, random so-called press people in the courtroom that were busy staring at me half the time when I was there. I mean, it was just weird dynamic. These are disturbed people, in my view. These are people that.
Oh, the New York Times lady is so disturbed.
I mean, all of that. Oh, yeah, no question. She was more obsessed about asking any question other than a question that concerned the constitutionality of this trial. And that's what we've seen all the way through. And if we want to talk about people that have spread fake news that caused real harm, probably nobody in the world has done more of that than the New York Times. They've lied us into almost every major war and conflict we've ever got into. It's led to the deaths of tens of millions of people. You could argue hundreds of millions when you include their cover-up of the Soviet famine, when you include their cover-up of aspect of what was happening with the Khmer Rouge, with their cover-up of what was going on in communist China. They have real blood on their hands, and yet here they are attacking and trying to demonize and take you off the air because you expose their lies. That's what they're most concerned about.
Well, the jury's out. With the judge at least 20 times saying, he's guilty. You will find him guilty. She read, I never heard a jury charge like, this man is guilty. You will decide how guilty.
Well, I think Zero Hedge, an article today, put it well. It's guilty until proven bankrupt. I mean, that's basically the nature of the what the court proceeding looked like. And that's why people who watched it who have, again, don't have any major interest in the case or thought maybe I was overstating what was taking place have written back to me saying it's far worse than I even described. I mean, you had people on the left celebrating that the judge is against Alex Jones. The judge is supposed to be the referee. Imagine if you tuned into a football game and all the referees were wearing one team's uniform and telling one side they can.
Can you guys pull up? We may have to bleep it for later next hour. Idiocracy court scene. Because that is fairer than this.
No doubt. You tie it all in. They want to build a world that looks like Idiocracy.
Who's got it on his computer? Go have them. We've got a bleeped version because I actually put, when the judge defaulted me like 6 months ago, I put a statement out on default. We've got a bleeped version at the end. I mean, it's That's fairer than this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people have been sending me different clips of different crazy trials, very Kafkaesque trials, and saying that these trials end up understating the reality of what it is to be.
Well, that's why they see me laughing in the hall and stuff, and they go, "You're not taking this serious. You're not scared." I'm like, "Dude, we're already screwed. Of course I'm scared of you. You're like cancer."
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm already going down the ship. I'm not like going to sit there and bitch about it.
I mean, as another person put the other day, I think it was Dr. Benjamin Braddock, put out that, you know, even a Soviet show trial looked better than this trial in Travis County, Texas. And I think, in my view, the court overstepped its bounds. The plaintiff's lawyers pushed the court too far and did things that look egregiously bad because they are egregiously bad, all in an effort to not only use you as an example to intimidate people who raise questions about institutional narratives and expose organizations like the New York Times that keep lying us into war and lying us into mass famines and lying us into lockdowns and lying us into mass
lockdowns. Who think destroying me will rehabilitate them?
Yes, it will shut out and suppress and censor for all time important influential dissident voices. It will intimidate.
That's right. I saw a tweet. We'll cover it later. It's like, if they can't Assange you, they Trump you. If they can't Trump you, they Assange you.
Exactly. And that's precisely what's going on. It's just a different level of it. And the goal is to weaponize the legal system. People forget this is how New York Times versus Sullivan came about. The way it came about was Southern sheriffs, corrupt Southern sheriffs, were suing civil rights organizations and related institutions that published civil rights organizations and trying to sue them into oblivion. That New York.
This is the Democratic Party suing black people, too.
That's exactly
right.
They
were standing up to them, and the Democratic Party's doing the same trick.
They went after donors in NAACP versus Patterson. They went after civil rights organizations directly in New York Times versus Sullivan. They were doing it all over the place. They were weaponizing the legal system to suppress, censor, and punish dissident speech so that the audience couldn't hear that voice and to intimidate the audience from supporting those independent voices.
Robert, I can't help, but I'm with the people. I'm betting the people, no matter what happens now, we're going to win in the end. I think this is blowing up in their face.
I think so, because anybody who watched these proceedings cannot look at that and say, if I were Alex Jones, whatever they may think of Alex Jones, what I want this judge as my judge. What I want this court proceeding is my court proceeding. What I consider this due process of law. What I consider this protection of freedom of speech. What I consider.
We can't even bring evidence in. They just randomly brought stuff off my cell phone in.
Exactly.
Not even telling the judge.
Well, it's the reason why I called.
Here's a 5-second clip of Bobby Barnes.
Well, that's why I called it scripted. They didn't want to cover the rest of that. They wouldn't play any of the rest of that clip because they know that.
It's scripted when they won't let us put any evidence on, but they can't.
It's scripted when you got three movie cameras staring at everybody in the courtroom from a movie crew.
That's three movie cameras, like 15 other news. I mean,
oh, there's other cameras in there. There's a bunch of other production facilities going on.
The judge all mics up.
It's a live set. It's literally a live set. And when you're allowing
evidence, even lets them shoot the jury. Last time I heard, the jury wasn't asked permission.
Exactly. I didn't see any evidence of that. And there's literally, I saw it myself, a camera staring right down at the jury.
Oh, yes. HBO has a big giant camera right aiming at the jury.
And these are movie cameras, folks. I mean, the typical court cameras are small cameras.
Giant.
Notice.
Like,
these are. Yeah, exactly.
I had people tell me the camera this one guy has like a $500,000 camera.
Oh, those are expensive cameras. Those are really like you're on a movie set. Like I said, it looked like.
No, it's a movie camera.
It is. And these are movie cameras of a movie production crew. And what they're doing is they're using.
These are the cameras that are on Tom Cruise movies.
Exactly. And, right, so. And they've designed a courtroom. It's like, why is she letting in evidence that has nothing to do? 90%
because
of the
it's
case.
All theater.
Absolutely.
It's her HBO debut.
Exactly. I mean, if this was a legitimate trial, you don't have such selective evidence being introduced, other evidence.
Look, bottom line, a judge is the Wicked Witch of the West, and the plaintiff's lawyers are the flying monkeys. I'm sure I'll see that in court tomorrow. Burn in hell, New World Order. Our free speech will beat you 1,000 times. So go ahead and fill your political hand, and I'm on my way.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.